did a really nice job. Navigated that lineup extremely well. Had everything for strikes. Really good composure throughout the entire game. Got some swing and miss at the top of the zone with the fastball. Made some really good pitches, but outstanding outing. Exactly what we needed. 7 punch outs. He looked good.
Do you think it means more for him to dominate against the team that's
defeated him? I think you always want to. I mean, if we're being honest, you always have a little bit more in the tank, and you go out there and you want to prove something. And I think he had a little bit of that in there. But a really, really, really good night. Yeah.
What did you see with his fastball? I mean, it seemed like not just up, but he was also getting in on a lot of the right-handers. I mean, like that. And that was getting lost.
Yeah, he used it well. He pitched in well. He pitched at the top of the zone well. He mixed in the sinker. I think the ratio is about 50 fastballs, 19 sinkers, but he moved it in and out and went to the top when he needed to. So just the way he navigated the entire lineup was pretty good.
Yeah. Both Gio and Helsley had difficult seasons for different reasons, but as of late, what have you seen from both of them?
What we're used to seeing, there's certain things that Gio's working on in order to be more consistent and not give anything away, and he's done a nice job with that. His last several outings have looked pretty good. And Helsley, I mean, there's just oddities in this game. There's going to be stretches that don't go your way, and he's had a little bit of that. But what we saw tonight was pretty darn good.
Yeah. You had to guess. Do you think there was another home run in Palacio's bat?
He's swinging the bat really well right now, and he's a confident kid, I'll tell you that. You talk to him for about 30 seconds, then you walk away. He knows he's good, and he's going to do what he needs to. But, yeah, we love watching it.
Did you think he was going to get the out on that the single, the infield hit there, when he made the slide and stop?
Yeah. At first, I didn't think he was going to get to it, but he had a really good jump on it. It was close, but got beat it out.
What was sort of the thought process there working through the bullpen decisions when you're protecting a one-run lead? I mean, I know you had two guys up early and having King come back. I mean, obviously everything, I mean, guys delivered anything, I mean, as much as you could ask for.
Yeah, we needed Lawrence to get us out of that. If we would have gone one more hitter, then we would have gone straight to King and with the Henderson at bat coming up. But we knew the one plus, we wanted to stay away from it. So him ending it was important. King having a clean inning was important. And then Gio and Helsley had each their own inning. So the way it just lined up made sense.